USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly has plans to meet with the Saudi Crown Prince this weekend. Pompeo telling CBS he will be talking about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during a meeting that's part of his visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. Pompeo calling the murder outrageous and saying the U.S. will hold those responsible for his murder accountable. At least 7 traffic deaths are blamed on the snowstorm that's been impacting much of the country this weekend. Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service says the St. Louis area was the hardest hit so far by the storm.
We had as much as 20 inches of snow reported across portions of eastern Missouri. That old system is pushing east now into the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic.
Travel continues to be dangerous across much of the plains, the Midwest, South, and eastern parts of the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked.
President Trump reacting to a New York Times article that claims the FBI investigated him since he first fired James Comey. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Law enforcement officials reportedly became so concerned by President Trump's behavior in the days after he fired FBI Director James Comey that they began investigating whether he'd been working for Russia against American interests. In response to that New York Times report, the president tweeted, "Wow, just learning in the failing New York Times that the corrupt former leaders of the FBI hoped to up an investigation on me for no reason and with no proof after I fired lying James Comey."
The president goes on to say on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine,
"I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written. And if you read the article, you'd see that they found absolutely nothing."
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The sheriff of Barron County, Wisconsin, is commending the 13-year-old girl who was able to escape from her captor on Thursday after Jamie Claus had been missing for 3 months after someone killed her parents in their home last October. She was found Thursday afternoon in a remote area of northern Wisconsin, and police arrested her alleged kidnapper, 21-year-old Jake Patterson, also charging him with the murders of her parents. The Barron County sheriff says Jamie helped them break the case and should be treated as a hero. A controversial sheriff in Florida suspended over a school shooting response. USA Radio's Rick Vincent brings us up to date.
New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel Friday over his handling of February's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Debbie Hickson, whose husband Chris was killed while trying to protect students, says an unarmed wrestling coach did more than trained law enforcement officers did.
"He is one of the adults that ran in that building immediately. I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that."
Former police sergeant Gregory Tony worked for Coral Springs Police for 12 years before leaving in 2016 to start a company. The governor has named him acting sheriff.
Today's NFL playoff game between the Chargers and Pats will make NFL history as it will be the first NFL playoff game officiated by a woman, Sarah Thomas, who became the first full-time female referee in NFL history in 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.